Hello. This is the listening part. Here are the instructions. You will hear each recording twice. There is a pause before each task so that you can look at it. Work on the task while listening. At the end, there is another pause to let you think about your answer. Now read the instructions and the exercises for task one. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Now listen to the recording.
We'd like to now welcome Andrew Marks for his live news report. And we know that time is precious.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Could you perhaps tell us something about the time of the outbreak?
Yes. It started from September 2019. The fires heavily impacted various regions of the state of New South Wales in eastern and northeastern Victoria. Large areas of forest burned out of control for 4 weeks before the fires emerged from the forests in late December.
And what about further developments? What could the impacts be?
Well, as of the 14th of January 2020, fires this season had burnt an estimated 72,000 square miles and demolished over 5,900 buildings, including 2,779 homes. As a means of comparison, the last huge fires 2 years ago burnt about 2,100 premises.
The impact on everyday life seems disastrous. Could you please tell our listeners how wildlife is affected?
Yes, it's been terrible. There's been an estimated 1 billion animals been killed. And in those estimates, they say the flora and fauna, that nearly 50 of those species are believed to have had more than 80% of their area affected. More than 100 species are expected to be driven to extinction.
So you can predict a strong impact on wildlife. What about the impact on the human population?
Oh, air quality has dropped to hazardous levels. Expense of dealing with the bushfires is expected to exceed the $4.4 billion Australian dollars. Of the 2009 Black Saturday fires, tourism sector revenues have fallen more than $1 billion Australian dollars.
Thanks for those figures. What about latest developments in January?
According to NASA, by 7th of January, the smoke had advanced approximately 6,800 miles across the South Pacific Ocean to Chile and Argentina.
Yes. We know that the firefighters have been in action for far, far too long. But you have managed to save a lot of people and probably risking your own lives for those that you've saved. Have there also been situations that have proven especially dangerous to you and your colleagues?
Oh, yes. As of the 23rd of January 2020, an air tanker and two helicopters have crashed during firefighting operations.
Andrew, thank you so much for filling us in. We really appreciate the precious time that you've dedicated to keep us informed. Please take care of yourself.
Will do. We'll do our best. Thanks for having me.
Now, listen again.
We'd like to now welcome Andrew Marks for his live news report. And we know that time is precious.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Could you perhaps tell us something about the time of the outbreak?
Yes. It was. It started from September 2019. The fires heavily impacted various regions of the state of New South Wales. In eastern and northeastern Victoria, large areas of forest burned out of control for 4 weeks before the fires emerged from the forests in late December.
And what about further developments? What could the impacts be?
Well, as of the 14th of January 2020, fires this season had burned an estimated 72,000 square miles and demolished over 5,900 buildings, including 2,779 homes. As a means of comparison, the last huge fires 2 years ago burnt about 2,100 premises.
The impact on everyday life seems disastrous. Could you please tell our listeners how wildlife is affected?
Yes, it's been terrible. There's been an estimated 1 billion animals being killed. And in those estimates, they say the flora and fauna, that nearly 50 of those species are believed to have had more than 80% of their area affected. More than 100 species are expected to be driven to extinction.
So you can predict a strong impact on wildlife. What about the impact on the human population?
Oh, air quality has dropped to hazardous levels. Expense of dealing with the bushfires is expected to exceed the $4.4 billion Australian dollars. Of the 2009 Black Saturday fires, tourism sector revenues have fallen more than $1 billion Australian dollars.
Thanks for those figures. What about latest developments in January?
According to NASA, by 7th of January, the smoke had advanced approximately 6,800 miles across the South Pacific Ocean to Chile and Argentina.
Yes. We know that the firefighters have been in action for far, far too long. But you have managed to save a lot of people and probably risking your own lives for those that you've saved. Have there also been situations that have proven especially dangerous to you and your colleagues?
Oh, yes. As of the 23rd of January 2020, an air tanker and two helicopters have crashed during firefighting operations.
Andrew, thank you so much for filling us in. We really appreciate the precious time that you've dedicated to keep us informed. Please take care of yourself.
Will do. We'll do our best. Thanks for having me.
This is the end of the task.